Do you like to read for fun?
No.
No.
Not really.
This is Presley, introducing Book Shaming, the podcast where I dive into why kids have decided to ditch books and why they shouldn't. We have all seen and ignored articles warning teens of the problems to face for never picking up a book. Until recently, I was never aware of how great this issue is. After finishing some work in my chemistry class, I decided to read. To my surprise, many of my peers wanted to know why I was reading. One girl even bragged to me about never finishing a book before. That made me wonder, why are kids not reading? So I decided to ask.
Because they view it as boring, and they have better things to do, and yeah.
I feel like they have other things to do, like, instead of reading, like, how they did in, like, the old days, like, they have, like, their phones and the internet, so they can, like, look up other things.
Like in the article I read, Books Smell Like Old People by David Denby, most teens claim they simply don't have the interest. When kids start middle school, boys and girls start to lean more towards sports and social cliques and read less. A study from the Pew Research Center and Common Sense Media proves the statement in their study of teens' rates of reading outside school from teens ages 13 to 17 read hardly for fun. Could there be other factors influencing their choices? I don't think we should place all the blame on the known procrastination and laziness of teens. Media and society also have a big part in it. Of course, in today's society, technology is seen as the main opponent for books. Cell phones and computers can offer great platforms for ebooks and documents, but often leave a lot of room for distraction. One culprit I believe gets overlooked is the media, because teens usually watch TV in our free time. We often become desensitized to classic movie and television program archetypes and how they influence us. For example, the nerd or the bookworm is always portrayed as antisocial and weird, and most of the time can't get their head out of a book, while main characters are sporty, beautiful, and don't have time for such things. Even though the underdog theme has become popular, currently these weak, bookish characters are tending to get left out because no one wants the good guy's reputation to be tarnished by picking on them. Orly, an author at The Guardian, recalls trying to stop reading or grow out of it. Living in a generation with books and their owners being framed as uncool, it can be easier to understand why teens would deter from picking up one. Why teens should read. By this, I don't mean tweets or texts on the phone, but real works of literature. In the article, A Defiance of Poetry by Percy B. Shelley shows that even in 1821, the idea that books are irrelevant was common. Even though we push books away, they are important to people in many ways, especially teens. By reading books, we can walk in another person's shoes and see how they handle problems and their consequences. Books can help us figure out the mysteries of life without having to go very far to find them. Also, they can help us not make the same mistakes as people in the past. Books allow our mind to wander and take away from the stresses of life. Books are too important to leave behind. They are important tools that teach us lessons and entertain us in ways that technology can't. So next time, instead of sneering at the thought of reading a book, pick one up.